Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blintfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of pro-metabolic food supplements and seriously saturated skincare. And today I've got one of our old clients, Nicole. She's 51. She's got three kids. She's a single mom and she's forever studying. She's ever since I've known her, she's always doing some study. Now she's doing her PhD, which is really exciting. And welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Kitty. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I wanted to get her on because she did this post. Like, I follow you obviously on Instagram and you're like, I've lost 30 kilos. I was like, holy shit. And, you know, it was a long time ago that we first met you. I remember you came to a WOW event and you've been on this journey for a long time. Like, how long do you think?
On and off, at least 7 years, I would say. Yeah.
30 kilos is a lot. Like, it's a lot. And I think, you know, like, I just thought it would be such a great to talk about your story and the challenges and the roadblocks and maybe you've given up and then started again and just share, because I think so many women will be able to relate to this. So talk about maybe like before you started, like what were you like, what was happening? Like,
So before I found you, so this is actually the second time in my life that I've lost a lot of weight. So I went through a 30 kilo weight loss in my early 30s.
Wow.
After, when my kids were still babies. Yeah. But at that time I did it with the 1200 calories, the, you know, excessive exercising, running, you know, I was thinking about it earlier and I remember this one time where we bought KFC for the kids and I'd eaten my prepped meal, but I ate a chicken wing. And I went, as soon as the kids were in bed, I went downstairs and ran 8Ks on the treadmill because I ate a KFC. So that was the mindset that I had when I lost it in my early 30s. And then I got into triathlon and I was doing triathlon and but still dieting, like still eating stupid, not enough food and training, you know, cardio and endurance. And then I ended up getting sick and injured and that all kind of fell apart. And then I got divorced. And that was a bit of a nightmare. And then, but I kept training, like I maintained my weight loss and that all through there. Mm. And then I ended up in a, you know, an abusive relationship, that, you know, didn't go very well. And so, yeah, so there was this up and down. And so during that period, so after that last relationship ended, I was in my early 40s, and recovering from relationship trauma and all these things happening. And I got sick again. So my hair was falling out again. I was really unwell. My menstrual cycle went haywire. I couldn't leave the house. I had really bad social anxiety because I was getting hit with perimenopause at the same time, but I didn't know what perimenopause was. So I was going to doctors. I went to about three or four different doctors trying to get an answer and they're all like, your blood test's normal. And I'm like, this isn't normal. Mm. And they just wanted to put me on antidepressants. And then someone gave me your details and I started following you and I started to realize that what I was experiencing on top of the stress that I, because I had a, you know, we were facing homelessness at one point. It was, I had heaps of financial stress, a lot happening. Yeah. But I realized that a lot of the physical symptoms on top of stress was perimenopausal. So, yeah, you guys really kind of did more for me than any of the doctors did, because that was when I started to feel like I could take control of what was happening. Mm. You know, and I loved all the events that you guys did. Just that having that community too really made a huge difference. I think I lost about close to 10 kilos in the time. I think I was with you guys for a couple of years. Mm. But then the wheels fell off.
I was going to say, talk about like, okay, so you lost 10 kilos and then what, talk about some of the challenges and where you sort of.
So then, so I was studying, I was doing my degree and that and sole parenting and working and, you know, all of those things. So I went down to the bottom of the priority list again, so like way down the bottom. But I finished my degree in June 2022, and I literally felt like I was crawling across the finish line. And my weight had ballooned. I had really bad health, like digestion issues. So I was on proton pump inhibitors, so medication for that. And I think that contributed to the weight gain because I was gaining like 2 to 3 kilos a month in that last 12 months of study. And I showed you the photo. I was huge. Anyway, I finished the degree and I said to my doctor, I need to do something about this. So I had surgery, and the surgeon said to me I had 20% of my stomach was in my chest cavity. So that explains why I was so unwell. And he said to me, "Oh, you'll probably still be on proton pump inhibitors for the rest of your life." And I said, "No, there's no fucking way. If I'm happy to take medication if it's a life-threatening illness, but if it's a lifestyle thing, then that's on me." So I said to my doctor, "Right, I'm going to take 18 months off study, and we're going to sort this out." So she referred me to an ex phys, who did my programming for the first 12 months, and I joined your 7-day program again just to refresh because, I've been with you guys for so long, and I always knew I was going to come back to you. Like, you guys were always there. I'm like, "I'm coming." And so, yeah, I got back into it, and yeah, so it's been 18 months since then, and I've lost the 30 kilos again. So I've probably got another 10 to lose comfortably, but yeah, it's just been, I lost heaps, I put it on, I've lost a bit more and put it on, and now I feel like I've learned so much that I can't not do the things. Like, I
Yeah, like
can't.
it's become a habit now. You've done it for so
Yeah.
long. Because you're
Yeah.
very, oh, sorry, keep going, keep going.
And well, just that it's underpinned by so much knowledge now. It's not just here, eat this, do this, you'll get results. It's like, eat this because, this training this way because, and it's like, if I understand the mechanisms behind things, then like, there's no excuse to not do it. Yeah.
And because I love, because we're talking about like you're doing your PhD, you love research, you love numbers. And I've noticed too, like you really great contributor to the Facebook page and the challenge, and you'll often jump in there. Because I think for some women, they really struggle initially with the tracking and the data. But I feel that it's such a, obviously you don't have to do it forever. Like once you get to a good spot, you can just eat without tracking. I mean, you can even probably, if you get to, you can even train without a program. You can just train. You know what I mean? Like if you have built the muscle, but it's doing it for long enough and getting that data and learning about your body, then it sets you free. So talk, because you talk about the data and the tracking and how that really helped you.
So you guys taught me. So back in the day, we had the spreadsheets that remember we had this. So I've used that as a bit of a template. And so I track, and I'm not anal about it. Like, I don't track my heart rate, but I check my temperature every day, and I weigh myself every day, and I average it out, and I track my food. But I now know, and I've been doing some stuff with Libby as well.
Yeah,
So,
she's awesome.
and she's been great at, like, go back to maintenance calories for a while. You've been in a deficit for,
So long.
so long. And so now I know I kind of can take control of it because the data tells me when I need a break from being in a deficit, and I'm not emotionally attached to it. It's my body's telling me through those measures that it needs a break from the deficit. So then I'll go to maintenance calories for a month or two, and I won't track as strictly.
Strictly.
Yeah. And that gives me my brain a break too, because that diet fatigue.
Totally. And I think when you've got a lot of weight to lose, it takes a while. And having those scheduled diet breaks can just give you, it's just mentally too. I think it's interesting. I actually interviewed this lady just before you. She's just done the 7-day challenge. She's lost 30 kilos and she's never tracked. I know. I was like, whoa. I was like, wow, that's impressive. Like, or did she say she tracked a bit at the start and then she was like, it's just, I've got a thing with the scales. She reckoned she'd be eating around 2000-ish calories, she said. So she must have tracked at one point, but for a long time. And I'm like, that's, but it just shows, if you just, You like get into the habits of eating similar, like, you know the food, you know it works for your body, you know how to get enough protein, you know to eat regular meals and don't skip breakfast and
And the weight obviously is that was the big goal, was to get rid of the weight because it's not healthy. But when I first finished study, I couldn't even go for a 20-minute walk. Like 20 minutes walking, going
You're
from
so
10,
tired.
10 years ago doing triathlon to not being able to go for a walk for more than 20 minutes because my ankles would hurt or my knees would hurt. I was just, and I would be so tired. It was hard. Like it was hard to accept that that was my new starting point. But I'm now, like, I've started going solo camping and I'm doing all these really fun things. And I was thinking when I went camping last time, I was like, setting up and I just thought, without training my body and getting strong, these really fun things that should just be part of everyday life, I wouldn't be able to do them on my own. Like I wouldn't be able to set up a campsite or start, just bending over and all that stuff. So I'm like, apart from the weight loss and the physique changes and all of that, it's that functional
Totally.
ability to just function
Do
in the
shit.
world in a way that brings me joy. And
Yeah.
there's no way I would have done that 12 months ago. I would
Yeah.
have been like, I would have had a sore back and I would have just, the whole weekend would have been miserable and I would have packed up and come home.
It is crazy, hey, like the just how much lifting and being strong does affect, like, obviously I went on Survivor. And like, I mean, I was, so if you're listening to this podcast, like the old me, you've probably cycled through a lot of diets trying to reach a number of the scales. Do you just feel like no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to build muscle, lose that stubborn body fat, or manage your perimenopausal or menopausal symptoms? This is where the 7-day live challenge comes in. For just a one-off payment of $49, you'll work directly with Craig and me for 7 days to learn the exact strategies you need to see real lasting changes. And it's not just about the challenge. You'll actually get lifetime access to the course materials and bonuses so you can revisit them whenever you need to and stay on track. So here's what you get when you join. Live coaching calls every day with Craig and I, where we break down your training, nutrition, and mindset, ensuring you know exactly what you need to do to reach your goals. These calls are recorded and saved to the course material, which you keep for life. We're going to set you customized starting macronutrient and calorie targets based on your goals. You'll learn how to train for your body, focusing on building muscle and managing fat loss with workouts designed for busy women over 40. We've also got information on activity levels and also the right types of cardio you should be doing. We're going to teach you about meal planning. We're going to teach you how to find what works for your body, as well as how to improve your metabolism so that you can nourish your body without feeling deprived. You're also going to discover how to balance your hormones naturally, improve your energy, your sleep, your mood, and your digestion. Plus, you'll get access to an exclusive members-only community where you'll connect with other women who are on the same journey as you, women who've been through the ups and downs of fad diets and failed attempts. You get 30 days access to our new strength tracker app so you can track your progress, workouts, and nutrition. And you get access to hundreds of workouts that are fully customizable to the equipment you have available. They also come with full video tutorials. And if you do want to train at home, we have dumbbell-only programs. You get meal plans, food lists, and recipe books. This isn't just another fad diet or workout plan. This is a chance to learn from experts who've helped countless women just like you. And the best part is, it's all for a one-off payment of just $49 AUD, and you get lifetime access to the course materials and the incredible bonuses. So, no ongoing fees, just results. So, now I'm going to take you through the incredible bonuses we're throwing in. You'll get access to our 30-day pro-metabolic diet challenge. You'll get access to our 90-day transformation program, which includes a body composition and macro calculator to work out your starting macros and body composition and makes adjustments as your body changes. You'll get a 90-day customizable workout program. You can choose exercises based on the equipment you have, plus suggested weight progressions and video tutorials for each exercise. You'll also get an accountability and progress tracker to keep you on track and ensure you see real results. You'll get our incredible pro-metabolic family recipe book with over 50 family-friendly, delicious, simple recipes. You'll get my food freedom course with my coach, Greta Zirkoff, which will help you overcome emotional eating and binge eating. You'll get my how to get rid of cellulite guide, my 4-day glute-focused training program with video exercise library, and my incredible progesterone masterclass with Kitty Martone. Now, the total value of the course plus the bonuses is $3,200. $137, and you get it all for a one-off payment of just $49. So if you're ready to break free from the cycle, lose body fat, build muscle, and just look and feel your best, this is your chance. I'll pop the link to join the challenge in the show notes, and let's get back to the podcast. Pretty good at the challenges and pretty, you know, and I just lift weights. Like I tried to do some sprints here that I can still sprint. You know, I can still do shit. Like it's amazing the strength. Like it really is how, it just affects those other areas of your life. And you're right, you can bend down, you can pick up stuff, you're more agile. Yeah. Like it's just, just the day-to-day stuff. And especially like obviously 30 kilos is a lot.
I know.
To be like a 20 kilo plate to 10 kilo plate.
Yeah, I was doing farmer's carry at the gym this morning and I was like, fuck, that's heavy. And it was only 20 kilos. I'm like 20.
I used to carry this around.
Yeah, I used to carry this plus another 10 on my body.
Wow.
I just think, so tracking, like I do data. And I think the thing about data is that it removes the emotion from it.
Mm.
I'm not, my weight's gone up a couple of kilos in the last week. Mm. And instead of panicking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't been tracking my food. And I did have a bit of chocolate on the weekend. And I'm like, realistically, I know that I can't put on 2 kilos of fat in a week.
That's right. Wait, yeah, it does fluctuate.
So it's, you know, the extra sourdough or the extra hot bun or whatever that's just holding fluid. And there's just this having it, looking at it from the perspective of data for me, my body's a project. It's a research project.
I love it.
I can remove the emotional component to it. Yeah.
I think too, like once you learn this skill, it's a skill. Like, you know, if you overindulge a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and you put on a bit of body fat, it's not difficult to lose it. You've just got to eat. You don't even have to eat in a big calorie deficit. You know, like if you just don't let it get too far away from you, you just dial it in, track your food for a month, you know, slowly you lose the weight and then you're good again. You know, it's like a skill, like you learn it as a skill and you don't have to do crazy stuff to get there either.
And my mindset now is, you know, how can I have more muscle and less fat rather than just how can I
lose weight?
You know, how can I lose weight? It's like I weighed myself the day I went into hospital for that surgery and I was 103.5 kilos and I'm only 5'2".
You're shorty.
Yeah. So that was a lot of weight and I'd never been that heavy in my life ever. Mm. So currently I'm 74-ish. Mm. And so if I get to 70 and I've, you know, got and I'm happy with the muscle, then I'm fine. Like whereas before it'd be like, I have to get to 64, I have to get to 62. It's like,
It's more about it's how you look and how you feel. And the strength. Yeah, totally. And I feel that women, you know, you can really focus on changing body composition. Like you just get better results, you feel better, you can eat more food. You know, just so, and your body just changes more quickly.
I parrot what you say. Go and talk to people, and they're like, "I'm on 1200 calories." I'm like, "Why the fuck would you be happy with that?" Like,
I'm gonna die.
Yes, I don't know. I couldn't do it. There's just no way I could do it.
Can you imagine doing that now? Like sometimes Craig and I talk about, I think, fuck, imagine eating 1200 calories. Like my breakfast is like 750, 800 calories just for my breakfast. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to get my maintenance calories up. That's one of my goals. Like weight loss, but also to be able to eat as much as I can.
Yeah. Every woman's fucking dream. It's just to be able to eat more food and not get fat.
But, you know, also hands down, I'd have to say that, you know, from a mental health and emotional health perspective, you know, all the drama and the stress that I went through, hands down, on top of, I have had therapy, but hands down, getting strong has been the most effective therapy. Like, just, it's liberating to feel strong, you know, to walk into the gym and feel capable of, you know, stacking up 100 kilos on the deadlift. I think hands down getting strong has been the most effective therapy for me. So just that alone, I would say to other women, do it for that.
Oh, I just love it. I totally
No.
agree. It's the best. I love strength training too. It's so
Yeah.
empowering. You feel so good and
Yeah.
so exciting. And I still get excited about training, even though I've been doing it for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I think about, oh, I just want to get my hack squat to this, or it's so fun. It's such a fun, and
Yeah.
you feel so good. What do you think's been the most challenging thing for you over the years?
I don't handle stress very well. So I think that's part. I mean, I'm tenacious and I'm resilient and all of those things, but I think the older I get and you know, I'm early menopause now, so all of those things have an impact on how I manage stress. So I must admit, going into the PhD, I'm very cautious about there's no point in doing it if I'm going to end up in 3 years' time back 30 kilos heavier again. So it's the biggest challenge for me at the moment is trying to come at everything with a new mindset, instead of defaulting to the old, you know, all or nothing. So yeah, I would say the hardest is it being, I don't consider motivation has no value. It's commitment. Like you have to be committed to the end game, the end goal, regardless of motivation. So that hasn't really been an issue for me because I kind of like, I just get up in the morning and go, I don't want to go to the gym. Well, you're going because this is just what you do. Like, this is just what you do every day now. So just go.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's so true.
You are
Changing
a
your
person.
identity, isn't it?
Yeah,
Really?
you are a person that trains at the gym. So just go. So that hasn't been too difficult for me in this phase of it because I haven't had the anything else because my kids have all finished school and that now. So this last 18 months has been the easiest as far as other pressures.
Now it's like bang into the PhD.
Yeah, but I think even when the wheels did fall off, I always knew that I was coming back to it. Like I was kind of down at the fact that I'd put on so much weight, but I had this thing where I was like, you're going to have the space. As soon as you have the space, you're the focus. And I remember even saying to my supervisor at work, I'm just yearning to take care of myself. Like there was this, you know,
Love
yearning,
that.
but I couldn't until I could. So I think that's something that women, and I've done it too, when you can't make yourself a priority for whatever reason, it's easy to just go, fuck it. But if yeah, just do this. I wish I had done a little bit more during that time, even if it was just going for walks or, you know, food prepping. Yeah, in hindsight, I think being more organized would have helped me through those really hard times when everything else kind of took
For the
over.
shitter.
Yeah. But I always knew I'd come back. Like it was like, I'm coming.
And what advice would you give to a woman who was like, some women come in and they've done all this restrictive diets and then, I'm not getting quick enough results, or because this isn't a quick process, this is
Yeah.
lifestyle changes, behavior change. Like, what advice would you give to a woman who is maybe struggling or just thinking, I don't know if this is going to work?
Yeah, I think it's the advice probably would be to like look further down the track than just now. Like for me, it was approaching 50 was, you know, a big wake up call. It's looking beyond the quick fix. Like I want to be active in my 70s and 80s. So, and also that whole thing of like it took me a long time for my body to end up where it was. So it's going to take at least half of that time. Or, you know, it's, I think just forget the quick fix and think of it as a long-term health focus. Like, I just want to be here and I want to enjoy grandkids and I want to be active and I don't want to be in a nursing home. So that's my, yeah, like, find a why that is bigger than just how you look.
I love that. So
I guess
true.
that's probably, yeah.
I think as you get older, though, like, I mean, you're in your 50s, I'm my 40s. I just don't want to feel like shit. Like, I can't deal
Yeah.
with the no sleep and the low
Yeah.
energy and, like,
I
you know,
don't drink alcohol anymore. I mean, I might have one or two, but I'm just
I
like,
drink
it's not worth
occasionally. Yeah, it's not worth it. At the wedding, I sort of fell off the wagon and I was like, oh man.
it.
I was like, oh my gosh, every now and then I just forget. Then I remember very quickly why I don't do this.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just didn't even feel like drinking, like at all. Like, I'll just, when I'm at home or on the weekend, you know, something like really special things, weddings and events and things, I might have a
Yeah.
cocktail, some champagne, but oh, that was awesome. Thanks so much for sharing. I hope that
You're welcome.
you inspire a woman out there whose, you know, journey might be taking a little bit longer than they thought to
Yeah.
keep going and keep chipping.
Well, I think too, if you go, oh, you know, if it takes 2 years, that's 2 years. Well, 2 years is going to go by anyway.
Yeah, I love that. Bloody
You may
love
as well
that.
get to that point and look back and go, oh, I'm glad I did that instead of
Yeah.
going, I wish I had.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so good. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks.
And I'm excited to stay in contact and see your last 10 kilos and getting stronger and changing your body composition and hearing about your PhD. And yeah, thanks so much and have a great evening.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.